نحمد الله ونشكره.
The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Tim Lindner King says there is no military solution to end the war in Yemen. Political analysts believe that the U.S. remarks come in a bid to stop retaliatory missile attacks on Saudi Arabia in return for an end to the war Riyadh waged on Yemen in March 2015. So far, Saudi Arabia has failed to achieve any of its declared military goals.
The U.S. State Department's comment is the demand of all Yemenis. It calls for a stop of Yemeni ballistic attacks in return for an end to the Saudi war in Yemen. They say Yemen's ballistic attacks have created what can be described as a ballistic deterrence that will eventually force Riyadh to end its brutal airstrikes.
In an evidence that the U.S. and Saudis attempt to fan the flames of divisions among resistance fighters, the U.S. ambassador to Yemen called on the tribesmen around the capital Sana'a to confront Ansar Allah and other resistance fighters.
The latest remarks by the U.S. ambassador to Yemen is an attempt by the Washington diplomat to fan the flames of divisions among those who are standing up to the Saudi military campaign in Yemen. It is evidence that these remarks are one of their last attempts after their plots inside Sana'a were foiled by Ansar Allah fighters over the past month.
On Saturday morning, Yemeni tribesmen held a big rally in Arhab region in support of retaliatory operations against the U.S. proxy war waged by Saudi Arabia. Yet this peaceful rally was bombarded by Saudi fighter jets in an indication of U.S. and Saudi Arabia's frustration over the failure of their plots to break up Yemeni resistance. Yemenis once again show their total support to the resistance against Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen. Such resilience is expected to bring an end to the Saudi Arabia's war, especially since the instigator of the war, meaning the U.S., has come to terms with the failure of its military campaign in Yemen, led by Riyadh. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.